Then we are done. The assembled knights and lords bannermen bent their knees as Rob turned to leave, grey wind at his heels. Oliver Frey scrambled ahead to open the door. Catelyn followed them out, her brother at her side. "You did well," she told her son in the gallery that led from the rear of the hall, "though that business with the wolf was japery more befitting a boy than a king." Rob scratched Grey Wind behind the ear. "Did you see the look in his face, mother?" he asked, smiling. "What I saw was Lord Carstark walking out." "As did I." Rob lifted off his crown with both hands and gave it to Olivar. "Take this thing back to my bedchamber." "At once, Your Grace." The squire hurried off. "I'll wager there were others who felt the same as Lord Carstark," her brother Edmure declared. "How can we talk of peace while the Lannisters spread like a pestilence over my father's domains, stealing his crops and slaughtering his people? I say again, we ought to be marching on Harrenhal." "We lack the strength," Rob said, though unhappily. Edmure persisted. "Do we grow stronger sitting here? Our host dwindles every day." "And whose doing is that?" Catelyn snapped at her brother. It had been at Edmure's insistence that Rob had given the river lords leave to depart after his crowning, each to defend his own lands.